Bitcoin crossing $71,000 this week isn't purely a market event. It's the direct result of Trump pushing the Clarity Act through the legislative pipeline. The Clarity Act, for context, is the legislation that would create a comprehensive regulatory framework distinguishing between digital assets that function as commodities and would be regulated by the CFTC and those that function as securities under SEC jurisdiction. Crypto markets have wanted this clarity for years because the regulatory ambiguity has been a genuine barrier to institutional adoption. When Trump publicly pushed the bill this week, markets interpreted it as a near certain path to passage, and the price moved accordingly.
The policy logic is straightforward from a market structure standpoint. Major institutional investors, pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, large asset managers, have been reluctant to allocate meaningfully to crypto, not because of the price volatility, which they can model, but because of the legal and regulatory risk. An asset class that might be reclassified as a security at any moment creates compliance exposure that most institutional risk managers can't accept. The Clarity Act removes that specific uncertainty, and the market is pricing in what expanded institutional participation looks like.
It's also a political story about Trump's coalition and where crypto fits within it. The industry went heavily in Trump's direction in the 2024 cycle, both in terms of donations and voter mobilization among younger male voters who hold digital assets. This bill is a direct policy return on that political investment, and it signals that crypto's Washington influence operation, which was essentially non-existent 5 years ago, has matured into something that can move primary legislation.
The Pence think tank story is genuinely striking as a marker of where the Republican policy conversation is heading into midterms. Advancing American Freedom, the organization former Vice President Mike Pence founded, released a report this week calling on Congress to reclaim tariff authority from the executive branch. The report quantifies the cost of Trump's tariff policy at approximately 900,000 jobs lost and significant consumer price increases. This is a Pence-aligned institution, not a Democratic think tank or a liberal economics research center. For that kind of critique to come from that source tells you that the small government, free trade wing of the Republican Party is not as dormant as the last 2 years of Trump policy might suggest.
The structural question the report raises is a genuine constitutional one. Congress delegated broad tariff authority to the executive branch through a series of statutes, and what was delegated can in principle be reclaimed. The challenge is political. Enough Republican members of Congress would have to vote to limit a Republican president's tariff powers, which requires either believing the tariffs are genuinely harmful enough to justify that political confrontation or calculating that midterm voters will reward the move. Neither is a comfortable position for most members right now.
The consumer price argument is politically compelling, though. If you can attach a specific job number and a specific price impact to tariff policy, that's the kind of concrete framing that breaks through in ways that abstract trade theory doesn't. Pence's organization is essentially providing Republican members with the intellectual cover and the empirical ammunition to challenge tariff policy if they choose to use it.